Title: Capture MIDI for Rave Hooks for Jungle Rollers Advanced. Alright, let's build rave hooks that actually work on top of a jungle roller, fast. This lesson is all about Ableton's Capture MIDI, but not in the oops I forgot to hit record way. We're using it as a deliberate harvesting tool. Improvise messy, capture the good bits, then sculpt them into an arrangement ready A and B hook that sits in the same pocket as your break. Before we touch a hook, set the context. Put your project at 172 BPM. 4/4. Get an 8-bar roller bed running first, because hooks written in isolation are how you end up with something that sounds cool solo and falls apart when the drums come in. On your breaks track, load a classic break. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you're feeling. You can slice it in simpler or just warp the audio clip. Add drum bus for attitude, a little drive, a little transient punch. If you use the boom, keep it subtle and tune it, don't let it bully your sub. Then a bass track, keep it minimal for now. A two-note sub pattern that locks to the kick and snare. Put utility on it and make sure the low end is mono, at least below 120 Hz. The goal is simple. The drums and bass establish the groove, and the hook has to dance around that groove, not compete with it. Now, make one dedicated track that's your idea machine. Name it Rave Hook Capture. This is important psychologically. You're telling your brain this track is for speed, not perfection. Drop an instrument rack on it. For chain 1, use Waveatable for that hooverish, bright stab vibe. Saw on osc 1, square on osc 2, detune it slightly. Add a bit of unison, not ridiculous, just enough to widen the voice. Run it into a low-pass filter with some drive and a medium envelope amount so you can get that rave bite by moving one knob. For chain 2, optional but very useful, simpler with a stab or organ one-shot. Old-school rave stabs are basically cheat codes for instant identity. Keep the amp envelope tight. You want impact, not a pad. After the rack, drop your quick mix chain. EQ 8 first, high pass it somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. Hooks do not need sub. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500. Then saturator with soft clip-on. A couple dB of drive so it speaks without you turning it up into the snare. Then echo sync to an eighth or a quarter note. Filter the repeat so the delay doesn't fill up the low mids. Add a short to medium reverb, and again, high pass the reverb so it doesn't smear the groove. Finally, sidechain compression. And here's a jungle-specific tip. You might think sidechain to the kick, but in a lot of breaks-based DNB, sidechaining to the snare is what keeps the hook from masking the backbeat. Try either, but listen to the snare. The snare is the headline in jungle. Now map macros. Do it now, not later. Filter cutoff, filter envelope amount, reverb wet, echo feedback, saturator drive, and a bite control that's basically a high shelf boost around 5 to 8K. This is what lets you perform the hook into shape while you're capturing ideas, without stopping to sound design. Cool. Capture MIDI setup. Arm the Rave Hook Capture track. Set monitor to auto or in if you need to force monitoring. Confirm you can hear it while you play. Now here's the mindset shift. You are not recording a performance. You're mining material. Let your roller loop play. Improvise for 30 to 90 seconds. Messy is fine. In fact, messy is good because it generates accidents you'd never program. When you've played enough, hit Capture MIDI up in the transport. Ableton will pull what you just played into a MIDI clip, including timing and velocity. Now, poach note, treat this like take comping. Do 3 to 6 passes without stopping playback. After each pass, hit Capture MIDI again. You'll get a handful of clips. Then you audition them like a producer, not like a pianist. You're hunting for 1 or 2 bars per pass that have attitude. Later, you'll stitch the best bars into one master hook clip. Next, add constraints so the hook sounds rave authentic and not like random noodling. Put a scale MIDI effect before the instrument, or use clip scale settings, either works. Pick a classic key like D minor, F minor, G minor. If you want it darker, lean into a Phrygian flavor, that minor with the flat 2 feel. And here's the advanced constraint that makes hooks become hooks. Limit yourself. 5 to 7 notes max, 1 to 2 octaves. Repetition over complexity. A hook is basically the slogan. The slogan wins because you repeat it. Now let's quantize like a junglist, not like a robot. Open your captured clip and duplicate it immediately. Name one RAW. Never delete your raw clip. That raw timing is where the life is, and you may need to steal from it later. Select all notes and quantize to 1/16, but pull the amount down. Start around 75%. If it's very stabby and simple, you can try 1/8 with a similar partial amount. The key is, we're tightening, not sterilizing. Then, the glue. Groove pool. Best move is to extract groove from your break. Right-click the break clip and choose extract groove. Drag that groove onto your MIDI clip. In the groove pool, set timing somewhere like 20 to 60%. Add a little velocity groove if you want bounce, and a tiny bit of random, like 5%, if it feels too perfect. If it locks, you can commit the groove, but I recommend leaving it uncommitted until the hook is finished so you can adjust. That groove extraction step is huge. It makes the hook share the same micro timing as the drummer inside the break. Suddenly it sits in the track instead of on top of it. Now we sculpt chaos into architecture. I and B phrases over 16 bars. Start with the A phrase. Bars 1 through 8. Find your best one bar motif in the capture. One bar is often enough. Loop it. Then change the last two beats so it feels like it's going somewhere, not just looping. And here's a practical jungle rule. The snare window. In most rollers, you want to avoid stepping on the snare transient on beats 2 and 4. You don't have to leave total silence every time, but choose one. Either leave a hole around those hits, or make any note that lands there extremely short and lower velocity so the snare still reads clearly. Also bias your rhythm toward offbeats and pickups. If the break is busy, a hook that hits all the main beats can feel like it's arguing with the drummer. Put more action on the E and A of the beat. A little pickup right before beat 2 or 4 often feels more junglist than a stab directly on the snare. Once is solid, build B. Bars 9 through 16. Copy A, then change just enough to create response. Change the ending note up a fourth or fifth for lift, or drop to the root for that heavy statement. Change rhythm density. Remove a note or add one pickup. Then add one signature move. Maybe a held note with a filter sweep or a small octave jump in the last bar. Here's another advanced variation that's ridiculously effective. Rhythmic displacement. Duplicate your phrase and nudge everything forward by a 16th note for bars 9 to 12, then return to normal for bars 13 to 16. It feels like a rewind, but you didn't add notes or complexity. Now tighten the feel with velocity and note length. For stabs, keep notes short, like a 16th to an 8th. Accent your call notes, those can be 110 to 127 velocity. Ghost notes can live around 60 to 90. If you want consistency, add the note length MIDI effect in trigger mode and set the length around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That instantly makes a sloppy performance read like intentional stabs. For hoovers or organ holds, longer notes are fine, but you must manage the low end and side ching harder. Add movement with auto filter LFO sync to an eighth or a quarter, subtle amount, so it breathes with the drums instead of being a static block of sound. Now mixing checkpoints, because in rollers the hook only counts if it survives the drums. High pass the hook at 200 to 300 HC if needed. If it's muddy, dip 300 to 600 a couple dB. If it needs presence, gently lift 2 to 5K, but don't get harsh or break probably already has sharp hats. For stereo, keep it exciting but safe. If it's too wide and facey, narrow it with utility to something like 70 to 100%. If you want that rave width without wrecking mono, do the air-only width trick. Duplicate the hook to a parallel chain. High pass that copy around 2 to 4K. Widen it with chorus or microshift, and keep the main hook more centered. If the hook is fighting the snare body or crack, don't just slam more side chain. Consider dynamic EQ. Duck 180 to 350 on the hook only when the snare hits, and maybe the light duck at 2 to 4K if the break is really aggressive. That's often cleaner than heady compression because it targets the masking. Now let's make it arrangement ready. Hooks in D and B are weapons, not wallpaper. A simple 32-bar approach. Bars 1 to 8, drums and bass only. Bars 9 to 16, bring the hook in filtered or quieter or missing one signature note to tease. Bars 17 to 24, full hook with full drums. Bars 25 to 32, switch to B, or do dropouts every two bars. Phrase punctuation matters. In bar 8, do a tiny stop. Mute the last eighth note or quarter note so the loop breathes. In bar 16, make a turnaround. Automate the filter cutoff to open over the last bar, or throw a little extra echo feedback just on the phrase ending. Key point, automate feedback at the end, not constantly, or you'll smear the roller. Now the pro texture move. Resample to character. Print two versions. One is mostly dry. EQ and drive, minimal space. The other is a character print. Delay, reverb, saturation, maybe a slightly longer tail. Freeze and flatten or resample to audio. Then load that audio into simpler and classic mode, add a tiny fade in to avoid clicks, and play it like an instrument. You can even do a second round of capture MIDI using that resampled sound. That generation loss is how you get authentic rave grime quickly. Quick mistakes to avoid as you work. Don't let hook low and stack up around 100 to 300. It'll smear bass and break weight. Don't quantize 100%. Don't write a hook with too many notes and too wide a range. Don't forget A and B variation. And don't place your best stab dead on the snare every bar unless it's extremely short and intentionally tucked. Mini practice run, 15 minutes. Set 172 BPM. Load a break and extract its groove. Build the capture rack. Improvise for 60 seconds using only 5 notes, like D, F, G, A, C. Hit capture. Quantize to 1/16 at 75%. Apply your extracted groove at about 40% timing. Build a bars 1 to 8, B bars 9 to 16 with one rhythm change and one pitch change. Then print a wet resampled pass and a dry pass. And if you want a serious homework challenge, create a three-state hook system. One core clip that's the simplest identity. One hype clip with pickups and octave responses. One rinse clip that's displaced by a 16th or turned into an anti-hook with more negative space. Print two audio versions, dry and character. Arrange a 48-bar section, where the hook evolves, without adding new instruments. And keep your hook bus peaking no louder than -6 before the master. If it doesn't cut, solve it with envelope, harmonics, and masking control, not just level. That's the whole philosophy. Build a capture-ready instrument, improvise freely, capture often, edit with intent, groove it to the break, then package it as A and B so it moves like a real roller. If you tell me your sub-style and the key you're in, I can suggest specific 5-note sets and rhythm templates that lock perfectly to your drum pattern.